To be honest, to describe the sound of this guitar, I need a dictionary because I can't find the right words. Oh my god, this bass is... Hi everyone, Julian here. Happy Saturday to all of you. I'm back with another episode of the weekly guitar meeting at this, let's say, guitar institute, Zikas Guitars. Before I forget, please set your notifications bell for this outstanding concert by the Greek guitarist Philippos Manoudoulis. He has recently won two very big competitions in Europe. One of them was the Antwerpen Guitar Festival in Belgium, and another one was the Koblenz International Guitar Festival in Germany. I mean, just look at it. It's... If I could play guitar like that, I still would do guitar reviews for you. And please stick around until the end of the video, because today we have again some mind-blowing guitars. Let's start with some comments. Guitar SVD writes, when can't find a good description of the sound, this guitar sounds very special. He means, if I can't describe the sound of a guitar, I just can't say this guitar sounds very special. Thank you for your advice. I think the guitars in this episode represent the trend of modern guitar sound. Bright, fast, and a bit nasal. My preference this week is the Devoto. Thank you again. Thank you for your comment. Piptar writes, definitely the first Italian one. There is something special, you are correct. He means the Devoto guitar. The Norbert writes, very enjoyable again, thank you. I would go with Devoto. For next week, you may want to present one or more of your Hernandez y Aguado in stock. I love Hernandez y Aguado guitars. They sound really special for me, and today I will do a review of one of the Hernandez y Aguado guitars which we have in our shop. Ivan Guban says, are you allowed to be honest and be a little bit critical about some imperfections? Are you afraid to hurt luthier's feelings? Yes, I have to be careful not to hurt luthier feelings, because then we won't receive any guitars. I mean, to be honest, no, it's not the case at all. Because I think the luthiers need our critics, or let's say advices, to improve their instruments. But I try to focus on the strengths of a guitar than the weaknesses. But if you wish, I can also talk about what could be better on some of these guitars. I mean, to be honest, the most of these guitars are really, really good instruments. And some of them can, of course, have more sustain, or a guitar could be louder, or a guitar could have more balance. And yeah, as I said, I also can talk sometimes about the weaknesses. Let's start with the guitars of this week, because some of them are just... The first guitar of this week is made by one of the most well-known Italian guitar luthiers, Andrea Tacchi. This guitar is from 2014, and this is a Robert Boucher model. It's called
Omaggio a Robert Boucher.
And I remember I visited the workshop of Andrea Tacchi, and he was saying that making a copy of a guitar is like paying a visit in the workshop of that guitar luthier. And you have to follow every step, and you have to understand how they did that and why they did that. And this guitar is a Boucher model. We have a very beautiful spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. It's very light. Let's see how it sounds. this guitar sounds amazing. Wow. This guitar is singing. Wow, what a beautiful tone. Let's play my to-go melody. Also have a fantastic dynamic range on this guitar, because when I play very soft and piano, you can hear every tone still very clear, and if I get loud, the guitar gets loud without any problem and without losing the quality of the tone. To be honest, to describe the sound of this guitar, I need a dictionary because I can't find the right words. I try not to breathe, just to hear and enjoy the sound of this guitar. Wow, great guitar. Let's move to the next one. This beautiful guitar is made by the famous Spanish guitar luthier, José Luis Romaníos. This guitar is built in 2013, and this model is called Sol de Invierno. We have a very beautiful spruce top and Indian rosewood back and sides, and of course a lot of beautiful details like the rosettes and the bendings and also the back. It's a very beautiful guitar, and yeah, let's see how it sounds. Wow, what a beautiful tone, very powerful and long sustains. As I said, today we have guitars which are just amazing. Thank you. I have noticed on this guitar is that the G sharp sounds a little bit louder than other guitars, than other notes, maybe also than other guitars, but I think this is the resonance of the guitar. Yeah, it's the G sharp. I mean, there has to be one note on every guitar which contains the resonance of the guitar. So in this case, it's the G sharp. But what a beautiful tone. Very round and smooth and powerful. Also, the tone separation and the intonation of the guitar is amazing. Now it's a little bit out of tune. Wow, I cannot, I sound like a dog with wow, but the guitars are to blame. The next guitar is also a Spanish guitar. It's made by Paulino Benabé. This is from 2022 and it's the 60th jubilee model. We have a spruce top and very beautiful Brazilian rosewood back and sides. I have the feeling that this guitar is a little bit bigger, the corpus of the guitar, the body of the guitar is a little bit bigger than the other guitars which I have played. I don't know if it's really the case or it's just a feeling. What a great sustain and sweet tone, especially in the first two strings. Wow, great guitar. What I love about this guitar is the tone color, or the variations of the different tone colors. can do so many different things on that. This guitar has, in comparison to the Taki and the Romanius guitar, a more traditional sound. It's just more sweet and a little bit brighter than the other guitars. Let me know what do you think about this guitar, and also of course the other two guitars, because I think they are not similar, but they are somehow in the same category or range in terms of building and tone quality. Let's move to the next guitar. This beautiful guitar is, first of all, heavy. You just can't do some bodybuilding stuff with this, but it sounds amazing. And this is made by Kim Lizarak from Australia. This is from 2020, and we have a spruce top with a lattice bracing, and we have also an arm set, and we have cerakote back and sides. I mean, it's very typical for Australian guitars to be heavy, but they have a very unique and nice sound. Let's see how it sounds. Has a unstoppable sustain, and it's very loud, very good and fast response. Oh my god, these basses. It's like an amplified guitar. Amazing. think the balance of this guitar is really good. I try to find the note which is jumping around in comparison to the other tones, but I can't find it. For me to play, I feel really comfortable. Was a car outside, but the guitar is still louder than that car. Great guitar. Please help me to describe the sound of this amazing guitarist. The next one is going to be also a mind-blowing guitar. This guitar is, first of all, so light. It's made by the Canadian guitar luthier Michael Belair. This is a double top model made by Michael Belair. We have a cedar top and Indian rosewood back and sides. Very beautiful guitar, very beautiful rosette, and yeah, I like it. Let's see how it sounds. My first impression is it sounds very modern, a very compact and round sound, very balanced and loud. And also very good response. Double top guitar, you have different colors. I mean, there is always this discussion if the double top guitars have not so many colors. And I mean, with a lot of double top guitars, it's the case, I personally think. But on this one, I really think you have. Of colors, it could be a traditional guitar in this in terms of colors, but it's still very loud and smooth and balanced. Come to the last guitar of this week, to one of my favorite guitars made by Hernández y Aguado. And last but not least, I want to do a review of this amazing guitar made by Hernández y Aguado. This guitar is from 1955, and this is the ex-guitar of Constant de Lusignan, and he was a student of Regino Sáinz de la Maza in Madrid. I love these guitars because I think the Hernández y Aguado guitars have a very unique tone and a very sweet and beautiful tone. It's always a joy to play on these guitars. And we have here a spruce top and Brazilian rosewood back and sides. And we have, of course, a traditional fan bracing. Yeah, let's see how it sounds. Separation. The sustain, the tone color, everything on this guitar, I just love it. Wow, this is one of the most colorful guitars for me. You have. Thank you. Well, also the intonation of this guitar is so spot on. It's not the loudest guitar, but you don't need that. You don't need that if you have so many beautiful colors, such a great intonation and tone separation, balance, and just wow. Okay, let's finish it here because I really need a break. I am really very curious about your opinion because if I had to pick up one guitar for me of the guitars of this week, I really would struggle because they are so good. I love the Taki guitar, the first one, but also the other guitars are just amazing instruments. I hope you enjoyed the weekly guitar meeting of this week. Thank you for watching, and if you want to have more information, more nerdy information about all these guitars, you can go on our website and you will find a lot of information about them. And if you like this video, please press the like button, subscribe to our channel. And the most important thing for me and for us at Zikos Guitars is to know your opinion about these guitars. So enjoy your weekend. See you next week. Bye.